what would you see if you rode a train across America on a long, meandering journey? Say you start in the Northeast, on the Atlantic coast, then roll through the Appalachian Highlands, along the Mississippi River, to the Great Lakes. From there, you travel through the central lowlands and the Great Plains. You wind your way to the Rocky Mountains and through the Great Basin, to finally end up on the Pacific coast. You pass up the cities and just look at the raw land. The trip starts in the Northeast, on the Atlantic coast. Along the shoreline, there are boats, fishermen, people sailing, the perpetual motion of the waves. Leaving the shore and heading inland, you arrive at Niagara Falls between Canada and New York. Indians call these falls the Thunderer of the Water. Also in the Northeast are forests that blaze with color in the autumn and become still and silent in the winter. Now, turning southwest, you ride through the Appalachian Mountains. These are rolling mountains with waterfalls, rivers, and streams. The Appalachians extend between Canada and the southeastern United States. These mountains have fantastic caverns and rock formations. The Appalachian wildlife includes red-cheeked salamanders, black bears, and wild turkeys. Beneath the ground, there are coal miners. Coal, which we see here in its raw state, abounds in the Appalachians. It's collected at mines like this one in West Virginia and rolled out of the mountains on trains. The Appalachians reach into southeastern states like Tennessee and Alabama. As you travel through these and other states of the South, you see fields full of cotton, cypress trees in the bayous, people fishing off the coast. Rolling southeast, you arrive in Florida. Here, it's green and balmy. Flamingos, alligators, pelicans, and many other kinds of animals live in Everglades National Park in the southern part of Florida. From here, you travel several hundred miles northwest to the longest river in America, the Mississippi River. Miss is an Indian word for great, and Sippi, an Indian word for river. And this is a great river in many ways. Here are the states that the Mississippi flows through. It starts in Minnesota and meanders south through Louisiana to the Gulf of Mexico. This is the source of the Mississippi. It is Lake Itasca, a small, clear lake in Minnesota. As it meanders south, the river thickens with sediment and turns a muddy brown. The train is headed in the opposite direction, north to the Great Lakes. These form the largest group of freshwater lakes in the world. Canada and America share four of the five Great Lakes. Only one, Lake Michigan, lies entirely within our nation. There are many cities, like Chicago, that lie along the lakes. And there are thick forests and thousands of smaller lakes. From this area, you turn southwest to the vast spread of fields in the central section of the land. This is where farmers produce a good deal of America's food. Practically everything we eat comes from the crops and livestock of farms. These farms in the middle of the country provide wheat, corn, and dairy goods. Now the train's headed north to the Badlands of South Dakota. Carved into the nearby Black Hills are the faces of four presidents: Washington, Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Lincoln. A sharp turn south, and you pass through more grasslands, more farms and ranches in the middle of the country, until you reach Texas. Longhorns and other kinds of cattle roam the Texas plains. Livestock is big business here. More beef comes from Texas than from any other state. Along with its abundant cattle and wide open spaces, Texas is world famous for its oil. Leaving Texas, you turn northwest to arrive in the Rocky Mountains. These are enormous things, much taller than anything people can build. Here on the right is the world's highest skyscraper, the Sears Tower in Chicago. Imagine 10 of these stacked one on top of the other. That's the height of many peaks in the Rockies. The Rockies stretch across several states, through Canada, all the way to Alaska. The animals of the Rockies include porcupines, bighorn sheep, and eagles. People climb up and ski down these mountains. The rivers and lakes of the Rockies provide good fishing and rafting. Miners flocked to the Rockies in the mid-1800s. They hoped to become instantly rich by finding gold and silver. Mines still dot the area today. And there are also oil rigs and natural gas wells. The land here is also good for ranching. Livestock and sheep graze throughout the region. Now, back to our train, which heads north, through Yellowstone Park. Buffalo and many other kinds of animals live here. And geysers shoot water out of the land. Traveling through the plains and the Rocky Mountains of Montana, the train loops south to Idaho. Here, the Shoshone Falls rumble in the midst of the Rockies, and fog creeps along the farmlands. Potatoes are the main crop of many Idaho farms. More potatoes come from this state than from any other state. Now the train heads south, past Utah's amazing lakes and canyons. A bit farther south is the Grand Canyon in Arizona. The walls of this canyon consist of layers and layers of rock that have formed over millions of years. For geologists, each layer is like a page out of the history of the Earth. Now the train heads northwest through the hot and barren land of Nevada, to the Sierra Nevadas in California. Still farther northwest is the Cascade Range. There are glaciers here, and dense forest where some of the largest trees in the world live. Much of our lumber, vegetable, fruit, and seafood supply comes from this part of the country. Now you leave the misty shores of the Northwest and board a plane that's headed for the outlying states of America, Alaska and Hawaii. First to Alaska, where you glide over more Rocky Mountains. Polar bears, brown bears, seals, all kinds of animals live in this huge and rugged state. Nestled in the mountains are cities like Juneau, Alaska. After another flight, you land in Hawaii, a group of islands in the South Pacific. In this state, there are brilliantly colored plants, perfect temperatures, and hundreds of beaches. for the last several minutes, you've been traveling around looking at the land of this country. You saw the Atlantic coast, the Appalachian Mountains, the Great Plains, the Rockies, and the Pacific coast. These are some of the pieces of our gigantic and generous expanse of land.